Well, here we are standing at a place called Cooley Cross. A lot of people come into the town of Moville and leave again without realising that, in fact, this very, very ancient relic is here. And it's rather sad that people haven't discovered it in many instances. This Cooley Cross, you may have noticed that I mentioned the word site, because they think that in actual fact that it is actually the site that is the most ancient relic. And we have here a graveyard where there was obviously a church at one time. They believe that St. Patrick was associated with it, and indeed St. Finian. It's unlikely though, however, that St. Patrick had time to be up rambling around Moville, but it's more likely to have been St. Colum Kill, who was actually born in County Donegal back in 521. He was born in Garton in County Donegal. So it's more likely that he was up rambling around here at a time. However, it is believed that this site was used before Christianity came in. And of course, when the monks came, they were advised not to destroy these sites, but rather to use them. And the other point of fact is that it is believed there was no stone churches in Ireland up until the 11th or the 12th century. So therefore, the church that was here was obviously a stone church. So obviously that church must have been built after the 11th or the 12th century. However, the most interesting point is the cross here. The cross has, as you can see, four holes. Four of them they do believe to be of a more recent nature, because people who have studied this type of work have identified the cross, the holes rather, as being of a later date. But the oldest one in the cross, the oldest hole in the cross, is actually the top hole. They figured that that may have been a votive hole many, many, many years ago. And in actual fact, the cross itself was perhaps a standing stone, and perhaps as wide as the plinth on which it is standing. And of course, when Christianity came in, these stones were used and cut in the shape of a cross, and it was mounted on the plinth that you see here now, and we have a few steps leading up to it, which of course would have been of a more recent nature also.